forget our aches and pains.
Yeah.
That's what call us.
That's the arm, and that's the wrist.
Mm-hmm. And these elbow and wrist and things are called your... These things that bend are called your...
Arm.
Yeah. And then anywhere in your body when it bends...
Joints.
Yeah. And that's where we get our...
pains and aches and pains are in our joints.
Yeah. And, the upper part of a man's body is his...
Chest.
And, this part of your leg.
Is your,
part that you bump a lot on things, when you run into.
Shin.
And then the back part of the thighs, like when you squat down, you say you're squatting down on your hunkers. Like that.
Getting down on your hunkers.
And, these things that we get, like we're talking about our aches and pains, sometimes you refer to that disease as
rheumatism.
And other times you might call it, you ever call it arthritis?
Yeah, arthritis and rheumatism.
Mm-hmm. Now when somebody's been sick a while and they look real white, kind of about the face, you say they look a little bit...
Awful pale.
And a person who can lift heavy weights, you say that person is very...
Stout. Very strong.
Mm-hmm. And a
very stout person.
Yeah. And a person who's easy to get along with, you say that person's very...
Very quiet and much easy to get along. They're very easy going.
And
that person's a person that's very easy going.
Now, talking about like a boy who was... he was like, especially when they're teenagers and they're all... arms and legs and knocking into everything, and here one comes and knocks something, you say, he is just mighty, or he knocked something over, you'd say, he knocked it over because he's so...
Go.
Yeah, that's...
Didn't get it out, but because he's so gulpy.
Yeah. Now, a person who never spends a cent of money, you say that person's really a...
Tightwad.
And do you ever use the word common in talking about people? When you say that, how do you mean? How do you use common in talking about people?
Well, I can use it to, sometimes I can say, they're commonly known as something, and something, another... Commonly known as a good hand to make a dress, something other like that, is something that seemed like everybody knows or something or another.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever say like that woman is really common?
Yeah.
Like that?
That's a common woman.
And now, talking about an older person who is still real strong and active and doesn't show their age, and gets around a lot, you say, he's really
active for a person of their age.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you ever say spry?
Spry,
yeah.
They're very spry.
Mm-hmm. Now, at night, children will want a light on in their room because they're
afraid of the dark.
And a person who leaves a lot of money around in their house and goes off and leaves the door unlocked, you'd say that person was mighty?
Careless.
And a person who's really strange and peculiar, you might say, that person acts mighty
queer.
And somebody who makes up his mind and can anybody change it, you say that person is mighty
set in his ways.
A person that you just cannot make a joke with without that person losing their temper, you say that person's mighty.
Well, a different word, say fractious or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mighty.